Openview Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
AfriForum says Afrikaners won't move to the United States despite Donald Trump's offer.
We have to state categorically, we don't want to move elsewhere. We are not going to ask our children now to move to another country. The fact is, our ancestors worked hard to make sure that we as a people are formed beyond the southern tip of Africa. We're not going to disrespect that. We also have to make sure that our culture is transferred to future generations.
Lobby groups AfriForum and Solidarity briefed the media yesterday after the US president signed an executive order to halt financial aid to South Africa over the Expropriation Act. Trump claims the law allows the seizure of land from white farmers, which our government has called misinformation. He also offered Afrikaners refugee status in the US. AfriForum CEO Khalid Creel blames President Cyril Ramaphosa for Trump's retaliation, saying the act should never have been signed. However, Solidarity Movement chairperson Flip Buys says they'll meet with Ramaphosa over Trump's orders.
We want to state clearly that we were not aware that Mr. Trump would issue this order. We want to state that we believe that is not in the interest of South Africa. If there is a deterioration in the relationship with the world's largest economy and a very big trade partner and donor of our country. In South Africa, we can solve this kind of differences between South Africans.
And Free SA says South Africa needs a government that enables citizens and businesses to thrive. The group's been reacting to President Cyril Ramaphosa's SONA. It says while Ramaphosa mentioned plans to expand water resources, his address lacked meaningful solutions to the growing crisis. Director Chloe Castle says the president also failed to address policing devolution, which she says is the most pressing issue in the fight against crime.
The 2025 State of the Nation address has shown that government is committed to repeating the same failed policies while ignoring the structural reforms necessary to rescue South Africa from economic stagnation, governance failures, and declining public trust.
Further afield, Namibia's founding father has died at the age of 95. Sam Nujoma became the country's first leader after it won independence from South Africa in 1990. In a Facebook post, Namibia's presidency says Nujoma served his country and people well. On the weather front back home, showers are expected in some parts of KZN later today. Durban's a high of 27 degrees, Pietermaritzburg, Margate and Mooi River 25, Richards Bay and Ulundi 28, Newcastle and Ladysmith 29, Underberg 24 and 21 for Kokstad. In Durban, sunset is at 12 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.